Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Emmanuel Chirico, CEO and Chairman of Phillips Van Heusen Corporation. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and ticker symbol is PVH. And the company designs and markets branded dress shirts, sportswear, and footwear, as well as other related products worldwide. Thanks for joining us today, Manny.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much, Juan. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk to us about the company. You recently boosted your full-year outlook on the heels of your stronger-than-expected quarterly results.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. You know, in this rocky environment for retail and apparel products, we've really been able to, over the last 3 months, see a stabilization of the business and actually seeing the business consistently improve month to month, starting in May, and really seeing a business dramatically improve as we've turned into July and into August, and as we enter the important back-to-school selling season. And that's given us the confidence to raise our earnings guidance. And as I said on our conference call this afternoon, if the business trends that we're seeing for the last 6 weeks were to continue, we believe that we can outperform the guidance that we've given to the street, the recently updated guidance, that we think there's more upside in our business plan. It's really being driven by the strength of our brands and the strength of our business models.
Great. Well, yeah, you certainly beat the street with the second quarter results. You know, despite the profit being down, but it still beat an analyst. You know, the forecasting.
Exactly.
So, talk to us, Manny, about now. You recently licensed Studio Ray to develop swimwear for the Izod brand. Talk to us about some of your other, you know, key products and your main brands, and where we might be able to find them.
Sure. Well, why don't I start with our largest brand, which happens to be Calvin Klein. It's the largest brand in our portfolio. It's a brand that worldwide has retail sales that are a little bit over $6 billion in retail sales. You know, in our portfolio of brand, it's at the top of the pyramid from a pricing point of view, from a fashion component, and it's been a brand that we acquired about 6 years ago, and during that time we've doubled the size of the business and tripled its profitability. So it's been a very successful acquisition for us, and it's a very strong brand both domestically and internationally. Some of the other brands that we own and operate are positioned at lower levels in the market, more moderate brands. Our Izod brand is a department store brand, men's and women's sportswear. It's one of the largest selling sportswear brands in the United States. It does about $1 billion in sales. About 98% of that is in North America. It's been a strong brand for us. It continues to grow. It's positioned in JCPenney and Macy's and that ilk of department stores. Another brand that we own and operate is the Arrow brand. That brand is targeted more towards the mid-tier, and by that I mean principally Kohl's and Sears. It's a great American consumer brand. It does about 65% of its volume in North America and 35% overseas, and it's a brand that we acquired about 7 or 8 years ago, and really have been able to grow it very well and target it to mid channel. And then our heritage brand, which is in the company's name, Van Heusen. It's the number one selling dress shirt and sports shirt in the United States on a unit basis. It's targeted to department store selling. It's two largest accounts on Macy's and JCPenney. We also have a chain of retail stores for all of our brands. We operate about 600 retail stores around the United States under our four different labels that we own. And that's our portfolio of brands, and they give us a good view into the economy, and they give us a balanced portfolio of opening price point to very high-end, high-fashion Calvin Klein business.
Great, I appreciate that, and I must seem like a walking billboard for your company today with all the different products that I'm wearing that you guys cater to.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
So what specific, in terms of some of the market trends right now, what are some of the, identify some of those trends, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize on them?
Sure. I guess, you know, just to put it into perspective, if the companies over the last, going into the third quarter of 2008 had experienced, earnings per share growth from 2003 to 2008, somewhere in the area of 20 to 22% on average on a compound annual growth rate. A lot of that growth driven by our Calvin Klein acquisition that has been very successful for us, but also our heritage brands that I touched on has also driven some of that growth as we've gone forward. With the world and the economy, on September 15th last year, it was like, you know, everything just fell off the table. The world stopped from a consumer point of view, and our business went from comping high single-digit sales growth to high single digit negative sales trends. It goes back to, you know, everything that I'm sure all of your readers are aware of. It goes back to what's gone on in the economy and the impact that's had on the economy overall and on consumer apparel companies. And we've really tried to weather the storm. I think we've done well with it as we've gotten through this period of time. At the beginning of the year, we put out guidance which showed our earnings declining by about 30% and our top line going down about somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10%. And that's the way the fourth quarter ended and how the first quarter started of this fiscal year. And as the years progressed, we've seen a stabilization in the business. We've been able to take our earnings guidance to a midpoint of $2.15 at the beginning of the year to today where we're guiding now to $2.35. So that's pretty significant uptick in earnings against where we thought the business would be. So we've been able to outperform the initial guidance. There's been more predictability in the business. It's on an overall basis, instead of comping, instead of having sales trends that are minus 8 to 9%, it seems we're more in a range now of minus 2 to 3%. And as we turn into the third and fourth quarter of this year, particularly with the back-to-school period in September, we start to go up against much weaker comparisons, and we think the trend rates will continue to improve as the year goes on, and we believe that's what really gives us the upside against our plans for the balance of the year. So that's what's really been impacting us over the last 12 months has been the world, the economy, the consumer, and the resetting of the whole environment.
Great. And so what differentiates Phillips Van Housen from some of the other players on your sector?
I think it is the balance that we have in our portfolio of brands. A lot of our competitors are single mono brand companies, and they're positioned, you know, clearly to attack one channel of distribution. And if you have a high end brand selling to luxury department stores, that's a very tough channel today. And if you're in the more moderately priced area, that's probably a much stronger position to be in at this point in time. We like the idea of running a balanced portfolio of brands that gives us exposure to the consumer with a number of different brands into different channels of distribution. So Calvin Klein may be targeted to the higher end of our distribution channels. It's department stores and specialty stores around the world. It tends to be positioned in the luxury space and also in the higher end department stores. But then our other brands give us a balance against that, where we're three largest customers are Macy's, Kohl's, and JCPenney. So clearly that brings some balance with it besides. So I think that's a great deal of our strength comes from the fact that having that portfolio of brands and targeting different distribution channels helps us weather the ups and downs of what's going on in the economy and being able to put our assets to best use as the consumer preferences change going forward. I guess the other thing is, besides being having a portfolio of brands that are multi-channel, we also have about 30% of our income that's driven through through the international side of the business. So we're not just North American based. 30% of our profitability comes from overseas. It's the fastest growing portion of our business, and that and we tend to use a licensing model to have a network of very strong licensing partners around the world for key product categories. So we're able to grow that business pretty quickly with great partners. We have we are responsible for the marketing and the positioning of the brand. They bring the expertise of the product category and the geographic areas. It's a very profitable model for us with a relatively low expense base, and it drives a substantial portion of our profitability. And I think that also gives us a distinct advantage over our competition.
Great, and some very good answers. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience there, Manny, as well as that of some of the key management team.
One of the things we have here is we are blessed with a long tenured management team, both in the industry and with Phillips Van Heusen. I've been with PVH now for a little bit over 15 years. I started on the financial operations side of the house, a controller, chief financial officer, chief operating officer. I've had a lot of the back office functions initially report to me, and then I've worked my way on to the marketing merchandising side of the business the last 5 or 6 years. So I've been with the company, know the company, been involved with all of our major acquisitions for the last 15 years, and obviously the most significant one being Calvin Klein that really changed the company. The rest of our management team, some of the key players, Alan Serkin, our president and chief operating officer, has been in the industry 40 years. He's been with PVH over 25 years. Ken Duane, who runs all of our wholesale businesses, has been with the company for 15 years and in the industry about 25 years. Tom Murray, who's the head of Calvin Klein, both domestically and internationally, has been with Calvin Klein for over 20 years and has been with us since the acquisition. He came over with that management team. So we have a very long-tenured management team. Our chief financial officer has been with the company for about 18 years and has really grown with the company as it's gone forward. So we have a very strong team and a very long-tenured team at the company. So it gives us great stability, which is not typical in the retail and apparel fashion space in the United States.
Great. And what specific goals and objectives has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
You know, I guess, well, I would have said, if you would have asked me that question, 12 months ago or 24 months ago, it was all about driving growth and taking our brands and continuing to expand them from a product category point of view and continuing to expand them from a geographic point of view internationally as we've really taken our brands outside the United States and substantially have grown them and our footprint around the world. The last 12, as you know, what's happened with the economy in the last 12 months, growth plans have been pulled back. Really needed to go after the expense structure in a significant way to balance the new resetting of the new reality of what's out there from a consumer demand point of view. We still believe in growth. We believe we have to get through this period of time as the industry resets itself and as the consumer really resets their purchasing habits going forward. So we've had to really right-size the ship, manage the balance sheet, but we're blessed with a very strong financial position we have on the balance sheet. We'll end this fiscal year with over $400 million in cash, no maturing debt for the next 3 years, and a $325 million line of credit that we don't draw on at all except for acquisitions and for letters of credit. So we have a very strong financial position as well, and we've just tried to improve that as we've gone forward in this difficult economic environment that we're in. So that's been the focus in the short term. The long term prospects are to really restabilize, reset, reposition the company through this time frame, and then really position ourselves for growth as the economy starts to rebound, be that rebound starting in the second half of this year, or if it actually doesn't start until 2010, we believe we're positioned to really capture that growth as the consumer comes back and starts to open up their purse strings.
Great. And so in terms of some of the company's growth this in the upcoming year, would you look to grow organically? Would you consider some more M&A activities? And if so, what are...
Well, I think acquisitions are a key part of our strategy. We, you know, over the last 6 or 7 years, we've done a number of acquisitions, starting with Calvin Klein, which is by far the largest acquisition we've done. But we've acquired the largest neckwear company in the world, layered that in, and integrated it into our business 3 years ago. We've as I mentioned, we acquired Arrow about 4 or 5 years ago, the brand, and really has been able to grow the size of the business and integrate it into our portfolio. And we keep looking for acquisitions and have a competitive advantage, I believe, because we've demonstrated an ability to acquire businesses and put them on our platforms very efficiently and not get into trouble with it. So, and to take the brands that we do acquire and really go after growth for them, target channels of distribution that make sense, and really maximize the brand value as we go forward. So we're out there looking intently for acquisition possibilities. Internally, the organic growth that we see, you know, we have a lot, each of our brands have growth potential, but the brand that we have that will drive our growth going into the future will continue to be the Calvin Klein brand. We believe that over the next 4 to 5 years that we could add another $2 to $3 billion of global retail sales to that brand. We think that the opportunities are there, the white space is available. We have the licensing networks in order to grow that business, and we have the internal businesses that we operate directly ourselves, and the growth seems to be right there for us to capture as we go forward. And, you know, we continue to grow that brand even through this difficult environment.
Great. And in terms of investors, Manny, do you think that right now, investors understand the company's general direction and message?
You know, we work hard at that. We try to be as transparent as possible to lay out what our strategic goals are, where we're taking the company over the next 12 months and the next 3 years. I think we've communicated to that. We are a company that has a number of moving parts. It's not as simple as to just, you know, in some way where you're a mono brand. I think it's much easier just to communicate who you are and what your strategy is. When you're running a portfolio of brands and businesses in the apparel sector, from dress shirts and neckwear to men's sportswear, women's sportswear, wholesale businesses and retail, it takes a story to really communicate that. So we continually are out talking to our investor base, talking to potential investors, and trying to make sure people understand where the story is. And given where our stock position is and the reaction we've had over the last 4 or 5 months, I think people understand exactly what our strategy is and what we're trying to do, and we've been executing against that and over-delivering against those results. So I think there's a clear understanding in our stockholder base about what our strategy is.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Manny Chirico, CEO and chairman of Phillips Van Housen Corporation, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is PVH, currently trading at $35.63 a share. And before we conclude, Manny, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think I touched on it, but I think, you know, our portfolio of brands is a strength. The diversity of our business model, taking on multi-brand strategy, selling to multiple channels of distribution at multiple price points, I think is a clear advantage. It brings balance to the business. I think we have a growth vehicle, particularly in Calvin Klein, that really people can see the growth that we've experienced over the last 4 to 5 years since we've acquired it, and that we have a clear path to continue to grow that business. And I believe since such a substantial portion of our profits come from licensing, and the licensing business model doesn't carry with it the same levels of risk as some operating units, as an operating business does. You don't carry the inventory and the working capital. You don't have the fashion risk associated with that inventory that I think our business model, by its nature, has less risk in it than a lot of other business models out there where you're operating those businesses directly. So we like the balance that we bring from to the business from both a licensing point of view with direct operations of businesses where we have core expertise. And I think that those are the key drivers that will continue to grow our share price as we go forward.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors on the company.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.